It is easy to get bogged down trying to find the optimal plan for change. The fastest way to lose weight, the best program to build muscle, the perfect idea for a side hustle. We are so focused on figuring out the best approach that we never get around to taking action. As Voltaire once wrote, the best is the enemy of the good. I refer to this as the difference between being in motion and taking action. The two ideas sound similar, but they're not the same. When you're in motion, you're planning and strategizing and learning. And those are all good things, but they don't produce a result. Action, on the other hand, is the type of behavior that will deliver an outcome. If I outline 20 ideas for articles I want to write, that's motion. If I actually sit down and write an article, that's action. If I search for a better diet plan and read a few books on the topic, that's motion. If I actually eat a healthy meal, that's action. Sometimes motion is useful, but it will never produce an outcome by itself. It doesn't matter how many times you go to talk to the personal trainer at the gym. That motion will never get you in shape. Only the action of stepping under the bar and working out.
Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bike podcast. Hope everyone is doing well, having a wonderful January 2022, and off to the races in this new year. And so it's been cold here. It's been very cold. We've gotten lots of snow here in Canada. So again, hopefully things are pretty good where you're at and the weather's nice. And this week on the pod, it's Chapter 11, Atomic Habits by James Clear. And this week, as that opening clip talked about, right, we are going to look at the importance of walking slowly but never backwards. Okay, so we're going to talk a bit about that this week, Chapter 11. And again, just, you know, putting it out there for everyone, putting it out there for all of you. That you just need to have patience, right? You just need to have patience. Be patient. And so whatever you've decided to do, if you're following along in this podcast and you set out the plan from the beginning of, am I establishing a new atomic habit or am I establishing a new system? I am hoping that you have somewhere in bold in your mind that this is a long-term journey, and it's going to require patience. And you know what? If you're in it for the long haul, beautiful things come from it. So this week, let's dive in. Let's dive right in. And this week, we're going to talk about motion versus action. Okay, so it's motion versus action. And I want you to pause for a sec and I want you to think, where are you at on this? Where are you at? Do you find yourself spending more time or most of your time in your head thinking about things, thinking about what you want to do, thinking about where you want to be? Right? Is that kind of where you're at? Do you find yourself, oh, you know what? I better read another health book because you can't read too many health books. Oh, you know what? I better chart this out on this beautiful, extensive, color-coded chart because I can't do anything until I have it all mapped. Do you know where I'm getting with that? And that's sometimes a big piece of why we don't achieve the behavior and the habit and the systems that we're looking to achieve. It's because we can rationalize ourselves, right? We think. So because I'm actually thinking about it and planning to do it and creating things and scenarios to be able to do it, that I'm actually doing something. But the reality is that window or that part of the plan, it has to be somewhat small in comparison to the journey, right? You know, you look at what are the things that I want to do? What are the things that I want to achieve? What are the behaviors that are required to achieve those? Soon as I have identified those specific things that I'm going to do each day, then it's time to act. It's time to get in, as we're going to talk about in a bit, the reps, right? Getting in the reps. Motion makes us feel like we're making progress without the risk. And that's sometimes why you're looking at them. Again, these are all things that I do and I have done. And I'm sharing because I'm hoping that when you're listening to the pod, you're thinking, okay, you know what? Yeah, I need to put a bit more thought into this part of the journey. But remember, right? Motion makes us feel like we are making progress without the risk. And so there's, right? If I'm not trying, if I'm not actually executing the plan, executing the daily behaviors, then, right, there's no risk of me feeling like I'm not achieving or not achieving my goals, right? Because again, I'm spending most of my time in my thoughts. And that's where most people go wrong. They just spend too much time in the motion zone. Sometimes I'm in the motion zone, right? I'm in the motion, I'm thinking it, I planned it, I got beautiful charts, everything's perfect. I spent days planning it, and then I start acting, eh? And oof, it gets tough. It gets tough quick, especially if you're doing something meaningful. And then, whoop, the results ain't coming. The results ain't coming quick enough. And so then what I gotta do is okay, so I've actually tried this for like a day or two. So I need to bounce back into the motion. I need to get back into thinking, planning, reading, researching, right? And so we are our toughest critic. We can be our toughest critic. And again, this chapter, it's all about walking slowly, but never backwards. And that's the big thought this week that I want you to think about. You know, am I spending too much time in motion during the week? Am I spending too much time thinking about what I need to do versus just doing things, getting things done? I've always said, I guess, being in education, lifelong learner, many learning cycles in the book. And one of my biggest takeaways is it just takes time. It takes a long time. And I've talked about it, I talked about this in other podcasts, that you have to have almost like it's an explorer. You have to have an explorer's mindset when it comes to growth and change and really making leaps in your growth, in your personal development, right? It takes time. And again, another mistake people make is they're not willing to get in a boat, head out in the water, not knowing where the destination's going to be. But having faith that if I stay the course, I stay on the chart, I check off these destination points that eventually, if I do it enough, every day, day after day, week after week, month after month, that I will get to an incredible destination. Now, I don't know what that destination is going to look like, but it's going to be growth. And it's funny because if you look back, I don't know if if you've done things like this, if you look at a lot of the things where you've been the most successful in your life, a lot of it has to do with doing the work, not knowing where the destination is going to be, versus being so focused on the destination that you aren't taking care of the daily responsibilities to get you there, right? It's kind of like a sports team focused on the championship, but not doing what they need to do day in, day out. As individuals, as part of a team, we're just going to focus on today. We're going to focus on being better today. And if we do that over the week, over a few weeks, over months, we could maybe be in a position to compete for the championship. And that's what motion versus action is all about in chapter 11. It's just about establishing habits where the behavior becomes automatic via a simple word, and it's called reps. Getting in the daily reps. And guess what? There's going to be good days. There's going to be good reps. There's going to be days where it's good. It's a good rep. And your brain's going to remember that. And it's going to wire itself to remember that good rep. Guess what? There's going to be moments and days where they ain't good reps. But you got to get in those reps too. Because it gives your mind an opportunity to think about, oh, this is what I don't want to be doing, right? Well, yeah, I'm not performing well because I didn't warm up. And I'm not stretching. And I'm not taking rest days. And I'm not, right? But you still got to get in that rep of a bad training day to be able to think about that. And that's why it's important, too, that, again, it's not always about quality, but it's about the volume of reps that you get. And over time, your mind chisels itself into understanding the perfect behaviors, the perfect wiring, so that you can enjoy what is a new atomic habit. Hebb's Law, neurons that fire together, wire together. But they got to fire. And the only way you can fire up the neurons is getting in those reps. So this week, it's a simple call to action. Okay? This week, I want you and me to spend very little time in motion. Okay? So you have the vision of where you want to go. You should be able to have on a piece of paper somewhere, what are the one or two things that I'm going to do? What are the one, two, three things that I'm going to do every day that are action-based? And all I'm going to focus on this week is executing reps each day in each of those boxes, checking off those boxes, getting out of my head, getting out of the idea that I got to think more, I got to reflect more, I got to research more, I got to talk to people more about it. And spend the time simply focused on action and getting in the reps. And I'm telling you, you're going to start to see something happen. You're going to start to see huge progress and huge gains where you actually catch yourself on days when you're just in motion and you understand that, yeah, I got to fire it up. Got to fire up the old Chevy and let's go. It's time to act. Whether it's going to be a good one or a bad one. That's why the idea of motivation isn't even required anymore, because there's going to be days where I'm firing and I'm ready and I'm motivated. It's going to be a good rep, right? Or it could be a good rep, but there's going to be days where I'm not motivated. I don't want to do it, but that's also a rep that's needed. Then you get it in, you act on it. So there you go. Call to action. What is it that I'm looking to achieve? What did I set out in the beginning of the book? And I want two or three behaviors. And this week, we're not thinking about it. We're not posting on social media about it. And that's the challenge also. No more posting on social media about what you're gonna do. Make that a rule for yourself. If I'm gonna post something on social media, it's what I have just done. Okay? And you'll see, you'll start getting those reps in, and then the brain starts to rewire itself. And before you know it, you have an incredible new atomic habit. Wishing you all the best. God bless. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people in your life. And you know what you got to do? Go get it.